Hour number two of Overtime Fan Run Radio. Let's go right back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Martin is next. What do you say, Martin?
Well, you know, good, Jake.
Well, I don't know much right now, Martin. It's raining outside, and it's been raining for like the past 11 days.
Yes. Jake, what do you think about the three players we got in the transfer portal so far?
Well, of course, Charles Campbell, the kicker, that's going to be a good addition. As long as he can get it through the uprights, I'll be happy with that. And this McAllen Castles guy out of, I think it was out of UC Irvine.
UC Davis.
UC Davis is where we got him from. You know, 6'5", 240. You know, he fits the build for a tight end that you really want, someone that's big, but somebody can also, you know, use his athleticism, catch the ball, and be able to get you about 5 to 10 yards after catch. So I'm really impressed with what we've done so far, and hopefully we get to add to it, because I think we've got the other guy, Larry Johnson, the offensive tackle out of Hutchinson Community College. That's going to be big, considering what we're going to lose on the O-line. And, you know, we're hearing stuff about Hartman out of Wake Forest entering the transfer portal and wanting to come to Tennessee. So that's going to be interesting to watch over the next couple of days.
Yes, that's what I've been hearing, too. And I was going to ask you, how big is he and what were his stats this year?
You talking about Sam Hartman?
Yes.
I think Matthew's got that pulled, or he's getting it pulled up really quick for you. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of names to watch out for in the coming days. I think we're on commitment watch for a few guys, as a matter of fact.
Well, there's so much talent in the transfer portal right now. I hope we snag a lot of it up.
And NIL is going to be a big part of that. Matthew, you got some stats for me?
Yeah, Sam Harden, 6 foot one, 210 pounds. This season he went for 3,400 passing yards, 35 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions with a QBR of 75.2.
35 touchdowns. Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He had 3,400 yards passing?
Yes, sir, Martin.
Yes. That sounds good to me. I'd like to see us get him.
That would be good. And, Martin, you know, one of the things that I was trying to figure out, that I was kind of thinking to myself today, was where do you find the fine line of going after a high school guy who doesn't have any college experience versus going after a player that's in the transfer portal that has that experience? Where do you find the happy medium with how you balance that? Now, I trust Josh Heupel and company to do it. I mean, we look at what they've done in 2 years, and it's stuff that we haven't seen since 2003 and – you know, even back before that. So, I mean, I trust Josh Heupel and, you know, what they're trying to do. So, we're going to find out exactly what we got next year. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a little bit of a down year, but not to the point where we're going to go 4-8 or 5-7.
Right.
Yes. Well, I think with Joe Milton, to be honest with you, the best we could do would be 8-4.
I think you're right on that, Martin. That's why I think you need to go.
And getting Sam Hartman in here, we got a chance of going 10-2 again.
I agree with that 100%. I'd rather have Hartman over Milton.
Yeah.
I would just have to see the product on the field, honestly, because at least Milton is getting some experience against good opponents. I mean, we'll see how he does against Clemson, obviously.
Yeah.
That'll kind of shape my opinion on that. But, you know, it never hurts to get players that have experience, obviously. I mean, the more that you can add to this roster that's going to be pretty depleted next year, the better. So I just say add it all and have everyone compete for their spot like it always should be. No promised positions, nothing. Just have everyone compete and win their spot.
And if I'm not mistaken, Martin, I think Sam Hartman, give a little bit of credit to Adam Hickman from 3 and Out here, he had 5 more touchdowns the year before and 800 more yards. And I'd forgot he had missed a few games this year.
He did.
He missed, I think, the first 2 games of the season?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's that, 40 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards the year before?
Yeah, he had 39 touchdowns and 4,200 passing yards last season.
Wow.
Wow.
He's the one I want.
He's the one I want, too, Martin. I'm right there with you on that.
Yes. I appreciate you boys for giving me that information, though.
Hey, we appreciate you, Martin.
Bye-bye.
Martin doing what Martin does. Martin loves him some recruiting.
Speaking of Larry Johnson, you saw how big he was, right?
Oh, he's
6'7", 345 pounds.
Big old boy.
That's a big dude right there.
Goodness.
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's size.
It's better than the 6'1", 290-pound offensive lineman we were recruiting under Butch Jones.
Okay.
Jeremy Pruitt walks in. He looks at Condridge Holloway. Condridge, where are all the big guys at? Well, coach, this is them. All right. Walks to the podium, proceeds to probably say a lot of profanity. And that's pretty much how a Jeremy Pruitt press conference or coach's meeting would go.
Charles Campbell is from USJ. We played them against him in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's good friends with one of my buddies I went to high school with, too. He's from Indiana, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we played him against – he was good in high school, I'll tell you that.
You just brought up Jeremy Pruitt, and I just don't understand why he's on all of these videos all over Twitter all of a sudden. Like, what is he doing? Like, why is he getting
– He does a podcast, talk? Right?
I play poker.
It just doesn't make sense to me. I'm not sure.
Who knows what that guy – I mean, really, who knows what that guy is actually doing with his life? Because we know he's going on podcasts. He's gambling at the casinos. He's winning money gambling. I mean –
It's probably – I don't know. There was no buyout, correct?
There was no buyout.
So, I mean, he's –
There might have been a settlement under the table.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he still live in Knoxville?
No, he sold his house.
He sold his house, so he got money from that. So
no, he lost money on the house.
Ah, nice, okay.
He bought it for $3.4 million, and it sold for $2.9 million.
Wow, that's depreciation of an asset right there. I've never seen one.
Well, I mean, he should have just called Julia Hurley, and she could have made things happen for him, even though she was mad at him. She probably could have made him a little bit more money, so give her a call today at 865-237-7328. Top 1.5% in the nation. She's going to love this.
Nice drop in there.
That was an excellent transition to a poll. That was an excellent transition.
I mean, it is what it is. She sold over 800 homes. Top 1.5% in the nation. Across the board, 5-star reviews. Don't be like Jeremy Pruitt and lose money on your house. Call Julia Hurley today, 865-237-7328. Tell her the crew from Overtime sent you. So we talk about the transfer portal. We talk a little bit about high school recruiting. And the one thing that ties into both of those is NIL. The TSSAA has now announced that high school athletes will be able to profit.
This is absolutely insane to me. High school athletes making money is insane to me. The collusion that is going to be involved in teams now, we thought it was bad before.
Well, we already know some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes with some of these high schools. You've seen it in Memphis. We see it here in Knoxville. It's rampant in the mid-state.
This is going to be terrible.
Do you think it's going to ruin high school sports?
Yes.
I can't imagine how that would be a good thing. I truly can't.
Because, I mean, who?
Some of these guys can't even drive.
They can't even, I mean, they can't manage anything. It's going
to
be.
They're 14 to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think you should at least be 18.
Yeah, I think you have to be a high school senior.
Or at least 16, I mean, by the labor board rules.
Right.
At least.
Who's the team over here that wins like state like every single year? Alcoa or whatever it is?
Maryville. Yeah. Alcoa's won it like 8 years in a row.
Imagine Alcoa, say they go get the best players. They go handpick them from all the other high schools in their division. And now you said the best team of all time.
Oh, get T-Carp to tell you about that. He'll tell you all about Alcoa.
Oh, yeah.
He will tell you all about what they do.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know how this is going to work out.
Well, we've already got guys with the big head because of NIL deals they're getting as college athletes. And these are like your upperclassmen that are getting these deals and acting the way they're acting. And now you're giving it to freshmen. And we're seeing what's happening at Texas A&M with a lot of those guys transferring out in high school. You know, I think we mentioned it before, like I committed an NCAA violation on one of my recruiting visits. I had no idea I committed the violation over a T-shirt.
I mean,
like, I was
sure
given a T-shirt and I didn't get the violation, but apparently that's a violation. I had no clue. You give the guy a bagel, you can't give him cream cheese because the cream cheese is considered a luxury. So that's a violation.
All of that is crazy. Like, you're just never educated on that. I mean, I know for sure. In retrospect, on these visits that I went on, that I committed several violations and I had no idea. So
I just don't know how. I mean, as like you said, I mean, so these freshmen in college right now, they're some of them the same age as seniors in high school. They're getting money, and I mean, you go back to the stereotypical, you know, football guy in high school from all the movies, you know, biggest joke on campus. That's going to be inflated. Yeah. 1,000 times now.
Oh, well, absolutely. And, you know, Billy Stats and I were talking a few weeks ago about how you got a lot of guys that are five-star talent coming out of high school, and they think that they just
run the place.
They think they're entitled to the starting position. They think they're entitled to all these deals. That's going to trickle down now to the high school level, especially in an area like this in Nashville and Memphis where there's money running rampant. Because you know that some of these companies, like you see their logo blasted all over these high school fields.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see it everywhere. I mean, speaking of Texas A&M, you saw who they got last night in the transfer portal.
Who'd they get?
The number one running back. I think coming out of high school, or he was committed to Louisville.
Right.
He decommitted. 2 hours later, he went to Texas A&M. He committed to Texas A&M.
Well, of course he did. Because somebody down there with Texas oil money probably promised him the moon. And, you know, we've seen in some cases with Florida players entering the portal that, quote-unquote, the NIL checks have bounced.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that the literal check bounced, like you went to deposit it in the bank and it didn't come. But I think that what happened there is they were probably promised a deal and then they were never paid on it.
Yeah. I mean, how many people from Texas A&M, I think the number was 18 the last time I saw it.
That have entered the portal?
Yes, from Texas A&M, 18.
Well, it's because none of this stuff is on pen and paper.
Yes, I mean, you're giving these players...
The majority of it's not.
Yeah, you give these players like oral agreements at that point, and you can't promise any of it.
Well, I mean, we saw it on video. I mean, we saw the TikTok going around, the YouTube short, and the video on Instagram and Twitter going around of the coach, one of the recruiting directors, pointing to the skyboxes at Kyle Field or whatever the Heller Stadium's name
Kyle
is.
Field, yeah.
And he's like, y'all see those? There's a lot of people up in those suites. They're going to give you guys a lot of money if you decide to come play here. I mean, they're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Right.
You would think some of this stuff would be... I saw some tweet the other day. It was like, I wish... I missed college football when payments were under the table. And, I mean, I don't know how much I disagree with them.
I mean, I kind of do, but at the same time, we probably wouldn't have gotten Nico.
That's very correct, yes.
I mean, let's call it like it is. We probably wouldn't have gotten him.
It's retro. I mean, you have to look at it both sides. It's like it can benefit your team, but it also can devalue the whole sport.
I just feel like there's a lot of additional things that could be put into place to make it better, like some sort of cap or, like, force. I mean, not force, but, like, financial advising help and all of these things that should just genuinely be included in the offers, because
you give a teenager in high school $20,000 today,
they're blowing it.
How much are they going to have tomorrow?
Zero.
Exactly. Because you know what we have right now? This thing called online shopping.
Yep.
They're going to buy everything that they want with that $20,000. They're going to be broke again.
Yep.
Yeah, I have the official numbers. This is unofficial from SEC Mike, but Texas A&M with 18.
Mm-hmm.
Florida with 16.
Ooh.
Arkansas has 14, but they added one guy, so 13 technically.
13.
Alabama and Auburn with 12. Also with Ole Miss at 12. Missouri and Kentucky. Missouri has 10. Kentucky's at 9. Mississippi State with 7. And you saw the debacle that happened with that Mississippi State guy.
Ooh, that was rough.
Yeah. Vandy was 6, Tennessee was 6, South Carolina was 6, LSU with 5, and Georgia with 1, but we've had 3 additions, so taking down the 3. Who's the guy that transferred from Georgia?
Don't know.
Hmm.
Don't know.
Hmm. I mean, that's one person on that. I mean, I wouldn't transfer from Georgia.
I mean, maybe I should reach out to my alma mater. Maybe I should reach out to Campbell County and try to broker some NIL deals.
Right.
I'll be your agent.
The number that sticks out to me is Alabama.
Instead of Spire Sports, it's GI Sports.
12 people from Alabama. I can't remember the last time I've seen that number from Alabama people transferring out.
That's a weird one. But Matthew, you can be my accountant.
Yes, I can be in 2 years.
I'll pay you under the table for the time being.
I will not go on record to say I will agree with that.
I mean, that's the thing is like, there's got to be some sort of brokerage here that's doing these deals. I mean, I can, yeah, we're starting a business.
God.
We're going to have 2 businesses now created by this show. Matthew's Maintenance Main and GI Sports.
Oh man,
we're going to be in so much collusion.
By the way, Matthew, I have a computer for you to work on.
Lovely. So now I'm IT as well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's the problem with it?
It needs a code to get back into it, and we do not have a code to get back into it. Logged into a school account, and now it's automatically associated with a school. Account. And
yeah. Okay. I'll look at it.
That sounds a little sketch. Why is it still associated to a school?
That I don't know. I watched her buy the laptop.
Okay.
That's what's right. So weird about this. I watched the laptop get purchased at a Best Buy. And
wait, you bought it from Best Buy and the laptop had a school email on it?
She put hers on it.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that same thing at UT. Like, I have to start changing all my emails that go through UT because I won't have that email after I graduate.
Right.
Yeah, so is it send a code to do an email or the actual password?
It wants, like, a BitLocker code.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
As we run away our audience with IT talk. Which, by the way, got to give a shout-out to my little brother here. IT certificate. Left college because he didn't find anything he wanted to do. He's got this, and he's got a good career. Lined up after it.
There we go.
There you go. Congratulations to him.
Absolutely.
IT. I know some people in IT.
You can make bank in IT.
You can.
You can make bank in IT. Maybe that's what we need to hook our guys up with. An IT company. Because you know they got the money rolling in. Because what do you have to have on staff at every business who operates with either a phone or a computer?
An IT guy.
You got to have an IT guy.
Which is literally everything. I mean, everything is electronic now. I mean, at work, we can't do anything. Like, if our stuff crashes, we can't do anything. We can't access patient notes. We can't bill. We can't charge. We can't collect money. We can't do anything.
Yeah, and then someone comes in with a 10,000-pound brain on their shoulders, and it's like, okay, yeah, here, it's fixed. 5 seconds.
But they and charge then you pay 200.
I was going to say, you pay them $2,000 for 5 seconds of work. It's like, all right. By the way, Matthew, Adam Hickman says he still uses his UTK email.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay. The only reason I said that is because I had my high school email, and they shut me off from that.
Ah.
So that's why I assumed that I would not be able to use my UTK email.
I think I still
have. They just did that because it's you.
Right. Yes. You're correct.
Yeah,
this guy can't use his high school email anymore.
It's like this guy was born the day after Pearl Harbor. No. Get him off our books now. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way. Here on Overtime, Fan Run Radio. So we just thought of an interesting topic during the break. Of course, we were talking about NIL and high school athletes now. Someone that would be good for some of these NIL deals. Buc-ee's. I got to say, the Beaver Nuggets are great. The Philly Cheesesteak Burrito is fire. But.
Key word on that one.
Matthew, how long did it take you to go to walk to the bathroom?
Like a mile. I don't have to walk a mile to go use the bathroom at a gas station.
Oh.
I understand it's one of the nicest gas stations. And gas prices are wonderful. But literally,
you can go get gas and be just fine. Just leave.
Yeah. I don't understand the. And they're also at the back of the store as well. So you got to walk through a million people.
And shirts and merchandise.
It's like I'm at the airport getting my luggage, and there's literally just crowds of people just will not move. It's like, move, people.
And they're all giving you the same look that Keaton and Vermel gave you after the Alabama game.
My one experience in Buc-ee's was absolutely horrendous. There's like 400 people in there blaring loud Christmas music. I had to wait in line for 15 minutes to in the bathroom for bathroom attendants to be screaming at me on which stall I'm allowed to use. And it was just absolutely atrocious for me. Literally hell on earth for me. I don't like stuff like that. I'm like, literally, this is a gas station. This is absolutely ridiculous. That's just my two cents. I didn't care for it. I got a lot of heat from that. I don't care. I'm not waiting in line for 30 minutes for gas station food. I'm sorry. That's just the way I am.
You see, that's why you get the pre-made burritos. Like I did.
Still got to wait in line.
I just walked in there.
No, I just walked up and got it. I didn't wait in any line. I just walked in front of everybody and just grabbed it and left.
On top of that, I tried to go up to buy some, I wait in line. I get like my snacks, Cheez-Its, and a Coke Zero. And I get to the front and I'm buying a nicotine stick, of course. And she is grilling me for my ID. And I'm like, it's in the car. And I've waited in line for 10 minutes. And she just flipped her rocket as if I'm, like, not old enough to buy a freaking nicotine stick. And I was like, well, can my friend buy it? And she, like, got so irritated. And my friend was like, I'll just buy it. Here's my ID. And I was just like, ah, I hate this place. I got to get out of here.
I mean, well, Adam and I went to one because we had to go check on a pool that was down that way. So we go to this one. And we go in, apparently there's two entrances. There's the one that's in the front that takes you straight to the restroom, straight to the drink cooler, straight to the food. And then there's another one where you have to walk through the merchandise all the way through the thing.
Oh, that's
walking
right.
A mile.
That's the entrance I went in, and that was absolute hell.
Oh, it was terrible. And he's sitting here, he's looking around, looking like all these other people, just glaring. And
I mean,
and I just, my army kicked in, and I was just like, I'm going to keep my head down and just keep moving.
I mean, those people, I feel like some of those people literally will go there for 6 hours and accomplish nothing with their day besides walking around and eyes glazed over like they're, like, in a trance, just walking around Bucky's looking at T-shirts and whatever the hell they sell there. I just want to go to the bathroom, and I want to get out.
Well, it's not happening there.
No, it's not. And if you don't go to the register immediately the second it opens, you get yelled at for that. I don't know. I mean, I guess I could go to those because they pay them really well. I mean, you're going to be a Bucky's general manager or store manager, make $250,000.
Yeah.
So.
Well, when you're working in that environment.
Yeah, I mean.
You better be paying me that.
Compensation is considered on that one.
Excuse me. My name's Jeremy Pruitt. I'm a failed football coach. I need a T-shirt. I want to look like Bucky the Beaver.
Not going to lie, I almost bought the Beaver onesie.
Oh, my Lord.
Why am I not surprised?
I mean, I've not even showed you what I'm wearing for Christmas yet.
You going to dress up like Will Ferrell?
No.
An elf?
No.
There's another guy. I don't find Will Ferrell funny.
No, I'm basically, like, the way this outfit looks is like I'm going to the 2K store on NBA 2K. And
you dripped out?
Oh, GI dripped too hard,
there
son.
There you go, yeah. What, that cost you about 50,000 VC?
Oh, no. It's going to cost me like 50 US dollars.
Yeah, that's like 50,000 VC on 2K.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
T-shirt's about 10,000 VC. And I'm like, dude, just give me the brown T-shirt and the gray sweatpants.
Oh, dude. No, I'm wearing the, right now, my player on 2K, I think I'm wearing like the Jake from State Farm outfit, and then I'm alternating that with the hot dog stand guy.
Yes, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I'm also wearing the hot dog hat, too.
Yeah, I mean, inflation hit 2K hard.
Oh, inflation has hit virtual currency on 2K.
Bad. I mean, a pair of shorts is like 25,000 VC. Sure.
That costs you like $80 in real life.
Yeah, I'm not paying 25,000 VC so I can look good in the park, and I don't even play in the park.
That's so bizarre. People really pay for that?
Oh, trust me. Yes.
You have no earthly idea.
No idea.
Wonder they're trying to get everything to be virtual reality. People are idiots.
So, like, what is it? 450,000 virtual currency cost you 99 actual dollars.
Yes. Yes.
And people will use that and buy fake T-shirts,
yes.
Fake jerseys, and not like jerseys for their person, like jerseys for their character.
Yeah,
that they've created.
Yeah,
it's like in Call of Duty, people will pay hundreds of dollars for weapons.
Honestly, that sounds like a mental illness to me.
I mean,
now, don't get me wrong. I did pay the $50 to make my player.
Oh, I did better too. I did it to make my player better, not to make him look better.
Yeah, we did it to actually be able to enjoy the game.
Yes, enjoy the game. Yes.
Now, granted, I got the game when it was on sale, on Black Friday. I paid for basically the original cost of the game.
Yes, and I don't know. It's very mind-boggling to me that people will sit there. And before their player will be a 60 overall.
Because that's what you start out as.
But they'll basically have Gucci on. And I'm like, dude, upgrade your attributes so you can actually enjoy the game a little bit.
These are the same people who complain about minimum wage and stuff like that and then buy.
They
got to
buy that VC.
look at my team. My team is a money grab.
Oh, I don't mess with my team hardly. I get whatever they give me.
Yeah. I mean,
if I do decide to play.
I mean, I know our viewers are literally clicking off talking about my team, but And I mean, 2K makes, I don't know if 2K, I think 2K is a $1 billion business.
Right.
And I guarantee you like 50% of those revenues are on
in-game purchases.
In-game purchases, yes.
Oh my God.
So now I was thinking about this when I was playing the other day. We're talking about, you know, the college football game coming back. Obviously, EA is doing that. I really want 2K to make a college basketball game and do it like it was with EA Sports and March Madness 10, or NCAA Basketball 10 was the name of that one. Yes. They stopped the March Madness name.
Yeah.
But they had the CBS theme, the ESPN theme.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Stats made a good point. Bring that over to the college football game. That way you have the SEC, well, what would have been the SEC game of the week on CBS. Bring that over. And then with college basketball, 2K did such a great job with that game because, yeah, NCAA 10 was the last basketball game that came out, but 2K8 was much better.
Yes,
and
it was.
And that game came out 2 years prior.
Yes, it was. Because was it NBA? Well, NBA Live, that's EA. Was EA the one over the NCAA?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so EA had obviously that and obviously the NCAA football series. Yeah. 2K made a college football game, which I never played.
I didn't play it either.
The first time I ever played anything 2K was actually 2K5. And for whatever reason, when they partnered with ESPN, it was ESPN NFL 2K5, NBA 2K5, College Basketball 2K5, NHL. And the games were only like $20. And I asked for Madden for Christmas, which was $50. And mom was like, well, all these ESPN games are $20. I wonder what they're like. So she just buys them all up. I think I got like a total of 6 games that year. Ben Wallace was on the cover of one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Terrell Owens was on the cover of one. I couldn't even tell you who the hockey player was, but the hockey game was fun. And ESPN NFL 2K5 was the best pro football game that ever got released. I will stand on that hill today and say NFL 2K5 is still a better game than what we're putting out 3 generations of consoles later.
I don't play Madden. Madden is...
It's garbage.
I mean, you know, NFL, people on this show know NFL is boring to me. Madden is boring to me. I don't care if I'm bad or good at Madden. I don't want to sit there and have to scheme up a 3-4 inside cover blitz.
No.
And think about it that much.
No, and with the storyline in the last one I had, it was when Lamar Jackson was on the cover, I think. And I'm playing the storyline because... everything now with EA leads to a storyline. It's a crappy storyline, but it's a storyline. And you couldn't choose Tennessee as your college school. You got to choose between Miami, Florida, USC, Alabama, I think was on that list, Clemson, LSU. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I picked Miami. Miami, of course, is an Adidas school. The first thing I noticed was a glitch in this game because we're on there, and I'm looking at my shoes, my cleats. Miami's an Adidas school. It was a half Adidas cleat, a half Nike cleat. It was the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. I was like, I have seen glitches. I've seen stuff out of place in video games. Like, how do you mess that up?
It's pretty bad.
I mean, you just look at the viewership that NCAA 14 is getting right now. I think NCAA 14 is still, I mean, they did a revamp thing with the whole PC and everything.
There's still people playing the PlayStation 2 version of the game, man.
I mean... the money that EA is going to make on that game, I'm going to buy it day one.
I'm going to pay full price. If there's an Ultimate Edition, I'm paying for it.
Yes, I'm getting the pre-order. I'm also getting the disc form because I want the actual...
You want the hard copy.
I want the hard copy. Everything's digital now, but I want a hard copy of that.
Yeah.
Because that 2014, the college football game, the greatest game ever released, in my opinion.
I mean, we're still playing it today.
Yes. Almost 10 years later.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to think about.
I haven't been much of a talk or contributor in this segment.
Well, you just bought an Xbox.
I did.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Eventually I'll be contributing in these conversations.
Yeah, good. Now you can get in this vulgar Call of Duty chat that we have.
I can't wait for that. Yeah. I do love some COD for sure.
I don't go in the game chat often.
No. If anything, like my friends and I, what we've done is because now you've got the feature in it to where if you're playing like DMZ or Warzone or whatever, mm-hmm. there's actual players, they can hear you talking.
Proximity chat.
So we turn our mics off and just chat on like FaceTime audio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we've been able to combat that. But I'm excited to have Lo in Call of Duty.
It'll be fun.
Sitting there playing Invasion.
Oh, no.
Start screaming.
She's going to be on Warzone and she's not going to know how to open a parachute and just smack the ground and break her legs.
I don't know.
We have to sit there and revive her.
One time, it was several months ago, I was playing at my guy friend's house for like one of the first times, and I was sitting out on the couch, and I was just talking mad crap to everybody, and I was like screaming and the stuff, and he came out, and it was like literally 2.5 hours later, and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm having a freaking blast right now."
Dude, Call of Duty is a great time.
Call of Duty is fun because you won't even be talking about the game, but you're going to be just so like unfiltered that something it will be said.
Very true.
Will Anderson won in some college football news. Will Anderson won the Bednarik Award.
Ooh.
I guess best defense player of the year.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do we have any other awards released right now, or are we still waiting on the Biletnikoff?
At this Twitter page, we'll load.
Biletnikoff fraud.
I'll get you some information on that. Let's see. The Doak Walker Award has been awarded to Bijan Robinson.
No surprise there.
Yeah, no surprise on that one. Michigan's, I'm not even going to try and say the name because I'll just butcher it on air, but he won the Outstanding Center Award.
Okay. What is that, the Remington?
Yeah, guess who won the Davey O'Brien Award?
Who?
Take a wild guess.
Stetson Bennett.
No.
Bryce Young?
Max Duggan.
Huh.
I can accept that.
I can, too.
Yeah.
I guess. I guess I'll accept it because it came out.
Yeah, I mean, I can accept that, but...
No, I'd rather be him than the others.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
He won AP Player of the Year. I don't know how. Jack Campbell won the Butt Kiss Award.
Nice.
For best linebacker.
The what?
Butt Kiss.
Butt Kiss, yeah.
Butt Kiss?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, B-U-T-K-U-S.
I-S.
That's U.S.
Is it U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that because...
is that... Who is the NFL player? Is it Dick Butkus?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy that had a Dick Butkus jersey at high school. And going to Campbell County, you can imagine the just pure hell that this kid got by wearing a Dick Butkus jersey.
Man, when you have a name like that, you just got to roll with it and own it from the very beginning.
Yeah, I mean, and he did a good job with it. I mean, he had obviously enough of a... successful career to have an award named after him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that does. You have to give credit to someone. I don't know who Davey O'Brien is, to be completely honest with you.
Well, it's like Doak Walker. He played at SMU.
Yeah, I know who Doak Walker is. I have no idea who Davey O'Brien is. Couldn't tell you.
Sounds like Danny O'Brien. When they're drowning, stick a hose in their mouth. Any other awards?
No, not currently. I'm just trying to get the update on everything. That's all that's been released now. Yeah. Oh, Todd McShay said some questionable stuff about the Ohio State wide receiver that set out.
Really?
Yeah, he basically said that he believes NFL scouts believe that Jackson Smith is healthy enough to play. It's just sitting out to protect his draft stock. Well, I mean,
that's not the first time that's happened.
I mean, look at what, I mean, yeah, I mean, I mean, college football players do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine he plays in the one, has he been injured this whole year?
Maybe.
Yeah, he made a play the first game, but like, imagine he comes back and he tears his ACL, not saying he's not playing the game, but imagine he does that and his NFL draft stock just plummets.
And before we head to break, I want to let you guys know Tennessee has a decommit for the class of 2024. Four-star Mazeo Bennett has decommitted from Tennessee.
You said 2024?
Yes.
Okay. What position was he?
Wide receiver.
Okay.
But that's why we have the transfer portal, and that's why NIL is rolling in Knoxville, and we can go get somebody else. Fine by me.
Fine by me, too.
Stay with us. Final segment of Overtime coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. Final segment of Overtime, Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, low, Matthew, another 20 minutes. Guys, if you are looking for a new career, you're tired of working the same job, doing the same thing all day long, you need to call my guys at Knox Out Contracting. Check them out on Facebook, and they will set you up with a job working with the best tools in the industry. No two jobs are ever the same. Not gonna lie, what they do is pretty fun. Get to go play on equipment, get to work with some Milwaukee tools. Life's good.
That does sound fun, except for you got to work in conditions like this.
Good thing is they don't work in the rain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Better. That's so perfect then.
Oh, absolutely. Camaraderie there is great. Yeah, I talked to those guys quite a bit. They are a fantastic group of guys to work with. Go check them out on Facebook at Knox Out Contracting. Tell them Jake from Overtime sent you. Oh, man. I keep thinking about this TSSAA NIL stuff. Which school in Knoxville or which schools in this area are most likely to benefit from it?
I would think Catholic. That, well, there we are.
Catholic, maybe CAK, maybe Webb.
Webb for sure.
Webb for sure.
No doubt about that. Good God, it costs so much to go there.
And maybe not really Grace Christian. They are, I mean, they're kind of behind the eight ball.
I mean, look at the Nashville schools. MBA.
Brentwood Academy.
Baylor. Yeah. Is Baylor Chattanooga?
Baylor Chattanooga. Okay, McCallie and Baylor.
Yeah. I mean, those are technically boarding schools, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you see how much it costs to pay there. They have money flowing.
Well, and you look at another school kind of northeast of here. You know, Lincoln Memorial University.
Yes.
So their prep school attached to campus is J. Frank White Academy. They recently got to the point a few years ago to where they could basically recruit. And, of course, their basketball team improves immediately.
Right.
They don't have a football team, but their basketball team improved immediately. And it might benefit a school like that only because they have a big donor, obviously, Pete DeBusk, one of the biggest donors to LMU. He can set these guys up with deals.
This is crazy. This is honestly crazy.
Well, Matthew, I'm pretty sure you can tell us the schools in Memphis that are going to benefit the most from it.
MUS, for sure, because I think Fred Smith, the gym is named after him, I think.
Yeah.
Or it might be the AutoZone guy. It's one of those two. It's either Fred Smith or the guy who owns AutoZone.
Yeah.
CBHS, I mean, you know how much money goes to CBHS. I know how much money goes to CBHS a year.
Whoever FedEx wants to support.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to benefit all the private schools where they have money just flowing in. And what's going to get left behind in the inner city schools?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think all these other schools that are not private schools are going to basically just become a talent wasteland?
I mean, yeah, probably. Because, I mean, the high school I went to was private. I know people that have money there. And they want to see a good football program. So they're going to make it happen.
Well, Collierville might even step it up.
Oh, like the big public schools like Collierville and Houston. Their
school is so nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's insane. It's insane.
I mean, it's basically brand new.
Yes. I think it's like 3 or 4 years old now, but I mean, it's one of the nicest campuses.
It looks like a college campus.
Yes. Yeah. A very small, I mean, it's super nice.
They've got an indoor practice facility for football.
I think it's full turf too.
Yeah.
That indoor, yeah. I mean, it's going to be wild because, I mean, you have the guy who owns AutoZone as a full-time sponsor at MUS. I mean, you know he's going to –
he's going to get the athletes there.
Yes. MUS always has the athletes. But now they probably get even better athletes.
Right.
But here's my question. The whole NIL thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you transfer to a school, you have to sit out a year, right?
Unless you move.
Yeah.
You have to move houses.
Yeah.
That's how the rule works. So, like, for example – I lived in, we'll take middle school, for example. Okay, I lived in La Follette. I went to La Follette Middle School. If I were to have transferred to Jacksboro Middle School for my 8th grade year, I would not have got to play that year.
Yeah, that's how it is in high school, yeah.
It'd be a calendar year from your last played game.
Yeah, you have to go out of state.
Right.
And then come back in. Funny thing is, my mother's listening. She just texted me, same exact thing. And I said, Memphis Public Schools get screwed by this. And she's exactly correct.
So, like, who are some of the schools that do well in Memphis that are basically going to become a wasteland because of this?
The inner city schools that come to my mind, Whitehaven, but Whitehaven always has the athletes.
Yeah.
Cordova will probably suffer. Bartlett will probably suffer.
Arlington
will probably suffer.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I don't know how this is going to work out. It's going to be a bad thing.
Well, so.
Because it's good for college. Like, we can all admit that it is good for college sports. It could ruin
high school sports.
It very well could.
It's all going to become chasing money and not chasing development. and not, like, that's just is what it's going to be. It's well, it's going to be a disaster zone. And is there any regulations on this? Like,
no.
So you could just literally be like, I'll give you this 16-year-old $100,000 to come play football here.
Oh, and by the way, we're going to pay your parents rent yeah. for this apartment down yeah. here that they may or may not be living at, that you might be the sole.
Who wouldn't take that? Can I go back to high school?
Yeah, no joke.
Good yeah, God. Really. Yeah. I mean, can I go back? I mean, I want to make $100,000 just doing a sport.
Yeah, no joke.
I mean, but here's the thing. That money is going to go to those kids' heads, and I yeah. feel like some of those kids are going to stop caring about
the
game.
Oh, the entitlement is going to be unreal. I mean, we think it's bad right now with college freshmen and sophomores, with some of them, Spencer Rattler being the biggest one, obviously, because you saw the downgrade that he took, mm-hmm. and a bunch of other five-star quarterbacks. I mean, you saw Quinn Ewers go to Ohio State, gets mad because he's not going to get the starting job, goes back to Texas, and he's 8-4.
I mean, you look at Tate Martell.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you mentioned that name because I had not thought about that guy.
That guy.
How many schools did he end up playing for? Five?
So, where did he – he went to Ohio State, right?
Ohio State.
Miami. Did he go to UNLV?
Yes, I think he was committed to USC at one point.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's been – and I think he retired from football.
At UNLV the day that Harrison Bailey transferred.
Yeah, I think he said he retired, which means he knows he's not going to play.
But, I mean, he was considered a child prodigy at one point.
Yeah, because he went to Bishop Gorman, and they won, like, 70 straight games, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you look at that guy, and, I mean, if that doesn't tell you something about the mentality that some of these kids have, where it's like, I'm not going to play here, I'm just going to leave, I feel like it's how it's going to be in the high school level now.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm thinking about it, so we're thinking about it, like, in the most negative way possible. But trying to put a positive spin on this, this could help you weed out who is actually serious about the sport, right? Because if you say you go and accept this money and you're just straight dog water when you get there and you aren't willing to put in the development, then that's going to obviously eliminate your college opportunities. So honestly, it's going to come down a lot to parenting too. It's like, what yeah. are they going to allow their kids to accept? What values are they going to instill in these kids? That's going to be a huge part on the parenting. Which parents are taking advantage and which are developing their kids.
Yeah, and that's going to be the worst part of this because, I mean, there could be some good to come out of it. I mean, you're going to get guys from these smaller schools the exposure that they probably wouldn't have had if they don't get this NIL money to go to a school like a Catholic, like a MUS.
NBA.
You're going to get people with insane talent who can't afford to go be seen at
exactly.
these higher levels that yep. actually have the opportunity.
Because it's all about the camps now.
Kind of like, you know, Juice with his camps.
Exactly.
Right? So, like, those
Which
kids,
are not cheap.
Yeah, they're not cheap. But it could give opportunity to some of these kids to really shine,
mm-hmm.
but then and it might also weed out everything. So I can see benefits and cons for the whole thing, but it's just insane to think about that there's no age limit, no restriction at this point. I cannot fathom, like, if I was in high school getting offered thousands of dollars to just play soccer.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine. I ran track at high school. And,
oh, get me a racket deal with Wilson?
Yeah. I mean, Davis ran track in high school. He played basketball. He ran cross country. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, Davis is one of the best athletes I've ever
seen. Get him a deal with Booyahs.
Yeah.
I mean, get him a.
I mean, he could,
two free meals a week. I mean
he'd be
come
make,
on.
He'd be making money in one ear out the other, basically, in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I think, I don't know if I have a positive because I haven't really sat down and thought about this a lot, about the positive of this. But it's going to kill Memphis public schools. Speaking about Memphis, it's going to kill all the inner city, like Kip, Fairley, all those. Because all those kids, if they're going to get paid to go play in a nice private Christian school or mm-hmm. whatever, hell yeah, they're leaving. They're getting out.
Right? I mean, well, and another bad thing about this, obviously, we talk about the bad more than we talk about the good because nobody really wants to hear the good. But, you know, there are some good things that can come out of this, but what's going to happen, and we've already seen this before. Do you know the name Jayshon Augusto? He was on Ellen. He was on a bunch of other shows at like 11 years old.
Is this the guy, the dribbling guy?
That was Julian Newman.
Yeah. So who's this guy?
So he was before Julian Newman. And I don't even think he played at the Division I level. If he did, he played at a small school. But he got an offer from UCLA at like 11 years old. Could you imagine somebody going on Ellen and getting a deal at 11 years old?
Yeah, I mean, I want to point this out. Davis texted me that Tate Martell was also committed to Texas A&M at one point as well.
Of course he was.
I don't know.
Well, you brought up a name too, Julian Newman.
Yes.
Now, you talk about somebody whose parents would exploit every, which they already do. I mean, they're exploiting their entire family.
I mean, you can say all the things that you want to compare LeVar Ball and the Newman family. LeVar Ball is nothing like the Newman family.
No, because LeVar Ball actually got his kids ready to play in the NBA.
Yes, his kids were actually, you know, NBA ready, and they actually play in the NBA.
Yeah, with the exception of Jello, which, I mean, he played in the G League. Yes. I think he did play on an NBA roster for a little bit.
He was on the Hornets, I think, before that. I think they cut him or not. But, I mean, Julian Newman is shorter than me.
Yeah, he's like, what, 5'3"?
I mean, he's like 5'3", maybe 5'4".
When we saw the game with him and LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo
ate his lunch.
Oh, he threw a chair at somebody. He threw a chair at Zach Eddy.
Yeah.
That's who it was, yeah. I mean, I saw the highlights.
Running that fraud school.
I mean, that's a topic for another day. But I saw the game of Julian Newman playing. The dude, he shoots like 80 miles out. Of course he's going to make a couple. I mean, if you're shooting half-court shots, you're probably going to make a couple of them. I mean, he couldn't do anything when people were bigger than him.
No.
Nothing.
And guess what? Everyone was bigger than him because he's like 5'3".
He hasn't grown since middle school.
No. And he was another one that went on Ellen and all these other shows that everyone piped up. He would be getting, you know, NIL deals because of that.
I think it was on a late-night show as well.
He was.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Gosh, times are changing fast, guys.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. I'm glad you brought up LeVar Ball. It's like, well, what about LeVar Ball exploiting his kids? Well, guess what? Lonzo went to UCLA, had a good year at UCLA, goes to the NBA.
Number 2 overall pick.
LeBron trades him.
Yep.
I mean, let's call it LeBron traded him.
LeBron traded him.
Let's call it like it is. Yes.
He traded him.
And then Jello, of course, he goes to UCLA as well, gets in trouble, but built himself back up.
Yep.
Makes an NBA roster. And then you have LaMelo. Of course, you can say whatever you want about them going to play over in Lithuania, about him coming back and playing at the Spire School in Ohio and not going to college and then going to play in the NBL in Australia. They did it right.
What about Mikey Williams?
Mikey Williams.
In my opinion, I've seen Mikey Williams play. I don't know how good he will be at the next level, but that guy, say he was in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, he would have millions of dollars of NIL money. And, I mean, you see how he acts on the court.
Yeah.
I mean, he acts like he's God, basically.
Essentially.
And, I mean, it's... I don't know. He just has too much of an ego for me. As a coach, I would not want that ego in my locker room.
Well, and that's the one thing about the Ball brothers, is the fact they were able to at least keep their composure.
Yes.
LaMelo got into a couple of fights on the court, but at the end of the day, he's in the NBA, and he's one of the premier franchise players for Charlotte.
Man, speaking of that, you said like a coach wouldn't want that in the locker room. I mean, with the way that society is changing, these coaches aren't even going to be able to coach these kids because they're going to have such an ego.
They already can't.
They already get in trouble for all of these things. You can't even legitimately coach anyone anymore. Gosh. I hate to think about it, to be quite honest with you.
What are we going to see next? It's going to be interesting. That's going to do it for us. Lo, nice to have you back. Thank you.
Yes, so glad to be back.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you. Going to celebrate my 22nd night.
Heck yeah.
Let's do it. Something else coming up next year on WKGN. Tune in tomorrow for 3 and Out right here on Fan Run Radio.